All right, here we go. TardyCast back again, finally.
Yes.
Many months we've taken off, and we've just been planning. We've been in our secret hideout planning, coming up with great ideas for the TardyCast. Am I right?
Absolutely.
That is the voice of a familiar voice for a lot of you, the voice of Kristen Carter, who worked here at Irvine for a very long time and now is the junior high pastor at Mission Viejo, which is completely awesome. How are you liking it so far?
I'm loving it. It's really fun. I'm getting to know a bunch of new students, a bunch of new parents, a bunch of new leaders. New to me. They've been around for a while, but are just doing a great job raising students up in relationship with Jesus. And I'm just excited to come alongside them and use this as a resource to empower and to train and develop them to be able to do that better.
Yeah, it's so great. I mean, the TardyCast, the whole idea of it is a very short, and we're going to keep it short, little piece of leadership for parents and leaders as they're driving or doing whatever.
Absolutely.
So if we love them, we want to partner with them, we want to know them, and we want them to just get a little bit from us.
Absolutely. Yeah, so with that said, we're going to limit these to 10 to 15 minutes each and every week, unless it is an expert voice that we're going to be inviting in. They might speak for a little bit longer, say 30 minutes, because they're the expert in their field and we don't get to hear from them as much. So if you have a 10-minute or 15-minute drive, whether you're picking up your student from school, the movies, from hanging out with friends, that kind of deal, this is the time where you're able just to flip on a podcast, get something real quick, and then go on with your day and be a better leader because of it.
Yeah. So, I mean, we've been talking, and what we're going to do differently than we did in the past is, and I think this probably has a lot to do with you, and you're just very smart and a genius. Every month we're going to do a different topic. So every month we're going to do a different topic. Every month it's going to be something that will uniquely hit a parent or a leader. We'll be able to make it kind of seasonal to whatever we're going through that month, but it'll be all around the same kind of topic. This
month,
we're doing exactly that.
We are.
Do you want to tell everyone about what we're talking about?
Yes.
If they didn't already see it in the title of the podcast.
Awesome. Yes, we are going to be talking about transitions, which has to do with big change.
Mm.
So change happens a lot as we grow and move throughout our lives, whether we move somewhere, whether we get a new job, whether we go to a new school, whether we move to a different city or town or whatever. But in ministry, transition also happens, change also happens. And whether it's summertime or you're moving into a new season or fall or something like that. And within our time in ministry, I would have to say, I mean, Justin, you've been doing this for a while. I've been doing this for a while as well. I think the hardest change and transition period that I've noticed is the transition from eighth grade into ninth grade.
Yeah. You know, I think it's so funny because we are so good in certain parts of our culture about making a huge deal about transition or change. Like, you transition from, you know, singlehood to married life. You transition from being a married couple with no kids to having kids. Like, it's, you know, especially even that first kid, it's like celebration after party, after get together, after, you know, countless people coming and, you know, how are you doing? I'm praying for you. You know, I remember when my wife was pregnant, people would walk up to her because one person specifically recognized her just because she was married to me and walked up to her in the store and just, for whatever reason, put their hands on her stomach, her pregnant stomach, and just looked. My wife had no
She's
idea who
like,
this was.
I don't know you.
Yeah, did not know who she was, and just said, you know, I'm praying for you. But in the end, that's such like a kind of a scary thing, I think. but even in that, it's like it makes sense that as these changes are happening, that we go out of our way to honor them in big ways and consistent ways. But moving from you know one grade to another, I feel like we miss that a ton. I feel like we miss, and what we're really missing is these opportunities to make a huge impact in what a student will remember as they get older.
Absolutely.
The transition from eighth grade to ninth grade is so big, going from, you know, you kind of remember being the oldest one when you're in Port Mariners or, you know, in like fifth grade, you know, going from the oldest to the youngest, but you really feel it in eighth grade when you're like going into, I mean, for every kid, you're going to a new school, the new high school,
yeah,
new expectations. You're the shortest one again. I guess some of these eighth graders are kind of gigantic, but overall, like, you're the shortest one again. You're the youngest one. And that transition can be a frightening one, not only for the students. I mean, it's a frightening one for parents too.
Yeah. And a lot's changing.
But there's so many good things happening that in the course of the fear or the newness of it, we miss these opportunities.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're going to put an end to that.
We are.
Because we're going to give parents like a couple things, leaders a couple things that you can do to maximize the transition, make a big deal about transition.
Absolutely. So you want me to tell you what those three things are?
Yeah, I actually do. I'm dying to know.
Okay. The first thing is to celebrate. I think a lot of times we forget to mark moments in students' lives, because we're busy moving from one thing to the next, to the next, to the next, that celebration gets lost. And so that is a huge, huge way, that we can help the transition for students, is to celebrate where they've been, but help them into the transition of where we want to go. So for instance, that looks like encouragement and then also preparing them for the next step.
You know, celebration, there's a parent that I know, this happened a couple of years ago, but it was a dad that put together like this affirmation thing for his son. We all went to the beach. It was awesome. It was at sunrise and there were all these men there, and you know, one by one, they all affirmed him in this transition he was making from eighth grade to ninth grade, what they saw in him. And I mean, you're talking something that cost $0. Like
That's great. It
cost gas to get there to the beach. Like, we went to a public beach. He emailed everyone, including me, to be there at a certain time to prepare a few words about his, you know, the son. He invited people that, you know, he knew his kid. And we just went around the circle and just, you know, affirmed him piece by piece.
Mm-hmm.
Cost $0. I still see that kid. And like, we don't talk about it all the time, but sometimes we're like, man, remember that time at the beach? And he was like, oh my gosh, I remember that. And like, whether you're a guy, you know, girl, like, putting something together where you're inviting other people to speak affirmations into your kid and affirming who they see, I mean, it's like, it's priceless.
Yeah. And it's mind-blowing, because you're, what you're actually doing in your affirming is you're calling out who that person is. Mm-hmm. And if they're not stepping into that already, then the hope and the truth of the matter is that if you keep affirming that thing in them, they will eventually become what you're saying that they are.
And most parents, I mean, most of our parents are awesome parents. All of our parents are awesome parents. And
we love our parents.
Yeah, they're the best. So they're probably already doing this. You know, they're affirming their kid as they go through the year, as they go through, you know, different, you know, moments and whatnot. Mm-hmm. I think the significance of inviting other people in, like, imagine if you're a parent, like, I'm trying to imagine myself as a parent, and I get an email from another parent saying, hey, I think highly enough of you, or my kid thinks highly enough of you, that I want you to come to this thing I'm doing so that you can shower my kid with what you see God doing in his life or as he's growing up, you know, as a young man or young woman. Like, imagine getting one of those emails. I think maybe it's scary to send one of those emails. So a little bit of this is like empowering a parent, like, you know, send it. Like, people will love getting it. Like, those mm-hmm. coaches, they don't have to all be Christians. They don't have to all be like, you know, it can be the coach, it could be the person, but it's people who, like, they see and are affirming positive things in what they see in your kid.
Absolutely.
It's an easy thing to do.
It Celebration. Speaks volumes. Celebration. Absolutely.
It doesn't cost any money.
Yep.
Okay.
And the next piece is encouragement. So in my experience, there's been a lot of students that come up and they're just like, I'm so scared for high school. I don't know what to do. This is going to be terrible. It's going to be terrifying. And the reason why is because they don't know what to expect coming up. And so I think encouragement in those moments means a lot to them, reminding them that it's not going to be as bad as they think it is, that it's actually going to be something that is good, that they can look forward to certain things in ninth grade, like meeting new friends, going to new school, experiencing new things, playing new sports, getting acquainted on all of those types of things. But then they also have to look forward to growing in their relationship with Jesus. Because church is a huge piece of that as well. And even though they're moving to a different ministry, doesn't mean that church or Jesus is done. It means that it's going to only grow from here.
Yeah, I think the times where I was most nervous is the times that I was most under-informed or ill-informed. Is that, like, that makes sense? Like, I just didn't, it wasn't that I was just nervous because I was a nervous person.
It's like you didn't know it was going to come.
Yeah, and I think maybe for leaders, too, there's the sense of, you know, as you're seeing your kid go, it's like, whoa, why are they acting like this all of a sudden? Like, this kid that, you know, maybe it's the kid that's like, man, they're so confident, they're so clear, they're so assured of themselves, like, they win thing or whatever, you know, very outgoing. But then you see him in, like, this very different light of, you know, of nervousness and fear and scared. And, you know, they're not scared because they're scared people. They're scared because they just don't know what to expect. Like, here is your perfect opportunity to, even throughout in your own story of, you know, this is what it was like for me when I made the transition from junior high to high school. This is here. Let's look at a photo of me when I was in junior high. Kyle did this past weekend on stage, which he did at Irvine. And he showed this photo of him from junior high. And I won't lie. I didn't know the photo was coming. And at the 5 o'clock service, I was like laughing. I laughed very, very loudly.
Wow.
But it was such a simple thing for him and his dad to, you know, as a dad to say, hey, listen, I've been there.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and, you know, and I made it through. And sometimes the best encouragement you can give as a parent is, I've been there. I've done that. You can too. Let me tell you everything I know.
Yeah.
And then being able to pull other voices in who can do the same thing. You know, the leaders, this is perfect for you. I mean, being able to share, like, what it was like for you making the transition is going to go far more than some orientation day will. Like,
absolutely. You
know, it's like...
And it's funny, too, because that encouragement or that personal story reminds junior hires that they are not the only one making this transition, which is why they need that encouragement, because they feel like they're the only ones, but they actually aren't. And so that encouragement can go a long way. And the third thing, in light of encouragement, is preparing them for the next step, which I think, in light of encouraging them, is one, educating yourself as a parent or a leader on what's to come in high school ministry, or about what's to come at the school that they're going to or the sports team that they're going to be a part of, so that you can kind of walk alongside them through what that looks like. I think that's a huge piece that sometimes we miss, because maybe we were serving in junior high, and we're a junior high leader, or we're a junior high parent. We don't have, you know, anyone in high school that we know or that kind of deal. So it makes it a little harder because we're not as educated, but getting one step ahead and finding out that information or, where it is or what it's actually going to be like, or talking to some other parents or some other leaders and kind of getting some insight about what that's like, so that you can kind of prepare them and walk with them through it and tell them that you're still going to be there.
You know, I always think of, when it comes to accessibility, you know, we as junior high people have to be uniquely accessible as we're preparing parents or leaders with what that transition up to high school looks like.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
You know, if you're a parent and you're thinking, well, I just don't know. Well, you know, and this is how this will sound, but if you don't know, you know, ask, and we're available. Like, the success of junior high, is getting kids moved into high school.
Right.
I mean, we don't want to see kids just ditching church or be like, oh, it was too confusing. I didn't get it. Like, I don't know. I just fell through the cracks. And I think we hopefully work hard to help make sure that doesn't happen. So accessibility is a huge thing. We try and be accessible.
Yes.
To parents, so they can come and ask questions and figure out what's going on, so they can make sure their kid is mega informed, so that they, you know what's going on.
Absolutely. And I think the same thing goes with leaders too, because I know leaders that just, you know what, they go, I love junior high. I want to stay in junior high. And so, but I think the most important, crucial part of a junior high leader is to know what's happening in high school so that they can transition those students up well and then come back down to junior high if they're taking a break or whatever, so that they can help the kids in that transition, because it's really hard to get to know a face that you don't know. But it's easier when it's like someone you know introduces you to somebody that you don't. So we need to be those leaders that stand with them and are able to walk them through that portion.
Yeah. So here's a last tip before we go. You know, parents, talk to your spouse tonight. You know, just share a little stories between the two of you of what it was like when you were making the transition from junior high to high school. And I mean, this, we can use this. So for parents who don't have a kid moving from junior high to high school, This is any transition. This is applicable for any grade. That if you say, oh, well, my kid's not moving from junior high to high school, I guess I won't do one of those affirming nights with other parents there. Moving from sixth grade to seventh grade is a huge transition. Moving from seventh to eighth grade, like, you as a parent, go big. Like, kids are going to, your kids will love you going big when it comes to affirming them. But talk with your spouse tonight about what it was like when you were moving from grade to grade in junior high, high school. You know, leaders, talk to your co-leaders about it. You know, swap funny stories.
Yeah.
Swap serious stories. Like, what were the pitfalls? I mean, for me, I moved churches from junior high to high school because I wasn't really getting connected in my high school ministry. And I ended up going to a different church, and it was totally awesome. That was my situation. I look back and wish I would have stayed at that church because God was doing something so great there. And you know, it was just a miss. And it was an accident, and no one's fault. Share those stories as, you know, leader to leader, and it'll help you inform your kids differently. Ask us questions. We're excited for this year transition. It's going to be great.
We absolutely are.
Yeah.
So there's three tips on what it looks like to finish well, and we will see you for our next episode on TardyCast.
See you guys later. Don't forget, don't be late to leadership. We love you guys. Have a good one. See you this weekend.